Chapter 32. If you are chosen to preside at dinner, do not be puffed up, but with the guests be as one of themselves. Take care of them first before you sit down. When you have fulfilled your duty, then take your place, to share in their joy and win praise for your hospitality. Being older, you may talk. That is your only right. But temper your wisdom, not to disturb the singing. When wine is present, do not pour out discourse, and do not flaunt your wisdom at the wrong time. Like a seal of carnelian in a setting of gold is a concert when wine is served. Like a gold mounting with an emerald seal is string music with delicious wine. Young man, speak only when necessary, when they have asked you more than once. Be brief, but say much in those few words. Be like the wise man, taciturn. When among your elders, do not be forward, and with officials, do not be too insistent. Like the lightning that flashes before a storm is the esteem that shines on modesty. When it is time to leave, do not tarry, be off for home. There take your ease, and there enjoy doing as you wish, but without sin or words of pride. Above all, give praise to your Creator, who showers his favors upon you. He who seeks God must accept discipline, and those who rise early to seek him will find favor. He who studies the law masters it, but the hypocrite finds it a trap. He who fears Yahweh has sound judgment. Out of obscurity he draws forth a clear plan. The sinner turns aside reproof and distorts the law to suit his purpose. The thoughtful man will not neglect direction. The proud and insolent man is deterred by nothing. Do nothing without counsel, and then you need have no regrets. Do not go on a way that is set with snares, and do not stumble on the same obstacle twice. Do not be overconfident even on smooth roads, and be careful on all your paths. Guard yourself in whatever you do, for in this way you will keep the commandments. He who keeps the law preserves himself, and he who trusts in Yahweh shall not be put to shame.